brought to you by
Highland Homes and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here he is, Dave.
Thank you. And because the Muser's summer sabbatical is thankfully over, we are once again joined by Gordon Keith.
No way.
Hello. Yes.
It's really him.
How's your cyclospora?
I don't have that. Didn't Corby claim that it couldn't touch him?
Yes.
No, I claim it couldn't kill me. I challenge it to a death match. Hmm.
That seems wise.
It's diarrhea. Like when...
Diarrhea. Gordon?
Well, did you hear the guest that they had on the Musers this morning?
Unfortunately, I did.
I mean, it sounds like it's a terrible existence.
Their booking department is top notch.
I will admit, she did not sound great.
I thought she sounded fine. I heard a lot of people talking about that they were, I guess, hearing something in the background or something, but I thought it was a very informative interview. I enjoyed her content.
Oh, I appreciated the fact that she was sympathetic to the tropical storm Bubba or whatever, the Bertha or whatever's going on right now.
Yeah, she's
very
not,
thoughtful.
She's not so focused on her own problems that she can't have empathy for others.
No, she's doing so poorly, yet she still cared about others. That's diarrhea. Yes.
Yeah, the only thing that disturbed me is that evidently that entire interview was taking place in her hospital bed, not in the bathroom of her hospital room.
Oh, yeah, that might have been a slight continuity error.
The details.
Okay, E! News. This caught my attention this week. Are you guys familiar with reality star Courtney Stodden?
Yeah, we used to talk about her on E! News a lot. She was the 16-year-old that married like a 60-year-old or 50-year-old. What was it?
So, in 2011...
Uncle Rico? Was she married to Uncle Rico? Or no, it was the other guy from Lost.
In 2011, she was 16, and she married 51-year-old Doug Hutchinson.
Thank you!
Hutchinson.
He was, and I'm going to do the quote, actor, right? Like, he was an actor.
Yeah, he was.
Why is that a quote?
Well,
he was like a character actor.
That's like saying I'm a hockey player.
Yeah, he never. I don't think he ever had a star vehicle. He was just in stuff.
Snatch. He was the bad guy in Green Mile, right? Like the bad officer.
No.
Yes.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thought that was a drop.
You looked right at me when I turned my mic on.
Will be. So she made news this week. She posted, I guess, a photo from a sketch that she was in 2012 for Funny or Die. And so she posted a photo on Instagram and she captioned it. She says, I was 17 years old in this photo. The older I get, the more impossible this is to understand. During this comedy sketch, Jason Alexander of Seinfeld...
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly rubbed his phone across my breasts while saying there was no signal in my head, but plenty of signal in my chest. As an adult, the fact has been harder, not easier for me to understand. I was a minor. I didn't have the legal power to decide whether I wanted to participate. The contracts were signed by adults. The paycheck went to my ex-husband. I was the only child in the room. I felt so alone. And so, after this went viral, Jason Alexander had to come out and apologize.
Wait, I'm confused because Funny or Die is a comedy platform that's put on by the people that run Funny or Die, or do people just give videos to them and they choose whether or not?
Well, it was a little both, but this was produced by Funny or Die.
And who's in charge of that? I thought that was like Will Ferrell and stuff.
Yes, but I guess this particular sketch was produced and co-written by Jason Alexander.
Okay.
And he starred in it as well. And so he issued an apology. So the sketch, as I said, was in 2012, and Jason Alexander was parodying
Yeah.
Dr. Phil and those kind of talk shows. And so, yes, he was rubbing a cell phone on her breasts because it was the only area where
I can't get a signal from your head, but I can down here.
So he wrote, looking back at the comedy sketch in which Ms. Stodden and I participated in 2012, I completely agree that it was inappropriate and I totally regret it. But more importantly, I'm deeply sorry for any harm or distress it caused Ms. Stodden and offer my sincerest apologies.
So this was in the sketch. It wasn't like she claimed this happened during the shoot.
No, it was part of the sketch. Okay. Yes. Yeah, it wasn't like off camera.
Like, hey, baby. You ain't got nothing up there, but you sure got something down there.
Yeah, so she's 17 in the sketch. She's underage. And they are focused on her breasts.
He should have known better.
It does seem like a very odd casting idea.
Yeah.
For that type of sketch to have a 17-year-old as the girl in question.
Yeah. Probably could have made a better casting.
What decision. Are we doing
Did
there?
She stay married to Clint Hutchinson?
Doug? No.
No, they broke up, Corby. So
that's too bad.
Let's see.
So anyway.
Is she...
So Bob, she's available.
Is she a...
Well, she's...
So
she, you, okay. She is currently married to some guy named Jared Safier.
So another guy married a 17-year-old?
No.
Well, now, they married in 2024.
People continue to age. I don't...
What? How?
She is currently 31. She didn't remain 17.
That we know of.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I ruin it for you, Bob?
Leave me out of this.
She's had a lot of work done. She's a cartoon
character.
She's
had work done. I think she had work done when she was young, right?
Yeah, I think her boobs are even bigger now. Than they were back then.
I wish my balls were bigger!
God. Okay, I'm on her... Well, it's just a bunch of nookie pictures.
Yeah. I mean, she has it
both
ways.
Sure.
People Magazine, the upcoming issue...
I'm also a fan.
Features on its cover story William Shatner and his daughter. So William Shatner is 95, his daughter 61... And this story is about how they both battled stage 4 cancer at the same time. So William Shatner had stage 4 melanoma, and his daughter, Melanie Shatner Gretsch, fought stage 4 breast cancer. And she says, at the time she was thinking, I don't have the strength to take care of myself and lose my father at the same time. But now they both consider themselves cancer survivors. I guess they're on the other side of it. And so this article is coming out. They're also launching a new podcast featuring the father and daughter titled No Time But Now. So I bring that up just to give you a snapshot of what's going on elsewhere in William Shatner's life. Because he is once again trying to make an entrance into the music field.
At 95?
Yes. You know, he's put out albums in the past, his like kind of spoken word delivery.
Were they all bit albums or was
kinda
it
kind of sorta, yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. So
remember he did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes.
I remember that one.
It was awesome.
Yeah, so he is working on a heavy metal album with a all-star cast of contributors, including Rob Halford of Judas Priest and many others, but he is going to play Riot Fest in Chicago in September, backed by members of Nuclear Messiah. So he's playing on Sunday, September 20th at Douglas Park in Chicago. By the way, other bands that are appearing at Riot Fest, Tool, 21 Pilots, Pierce the Veil, Alanis Morissette, Morrissey, Iggy Pop, The Pixies, Elvis Costello, etc., etc. So, he has released, or I guess Riot Fest has released William Shatner's rider for his appearance at Riot Fest. And we're always amused by riders. You know, Van Halen always had the ridiculous riders back in their heyday in the 80s. Slayer always had bits in their riders.
Is this a geriatric one?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing...
Hey, Jerry.
I'm guessing that this is tongue-in-cheek, but some of these... I guess while they're tongue-in-cheek, he may actually expect them. So from the city of Chicago, among the things he asked for, he wants a boat to be renamed for him so he can captain a ship once more, one more time. So instead of captain of the Enterprise, he wants to captain a boat named William Shatner.
Okay.
He also wants to be invited to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Cubs game.
How has that not happened yet?
I don't know.
Baseball?
Yes, honey.
From Riot Fest for his performance, he requests fire breathers, many of them. He wants an intro video created by Gwar. Or Gwar.
Gwar.
I always have people say I say it wrong, but I say Gwar? Everything wrong.
What is it good for?
Gwar.
Lando?
Gwar.
It's Gwar.
Gwar?
And he also, instead of a golf cart to squire him about Riot Fest, he wants a DeLorean.
And I got a golf cart.
You know
what? I
don't
know if those really fit.
Tomorrow morning, I want a DeLorean instead of a golf cart.
There you go.
Cart path only with the DeLorean.
Fair.
And in his...
the doors go like this. Mm-hmm. Instead of like this.
In his hospitality suite from Riot Fest, he has demanded 4 feet of Polish sausage, a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by John Stamos, 8 pallets of Faygo that are not to be shared with the Insane Clown Posse.
Never. You never want those guys involved in that.
And an assortment of adoptable puppies. Just hanging out in his green room.
Rough.
This is the most ridiculous bit I've ever heard.
And did he do this, or is this his people?
I don't know.
Or does he have people?
Yes, he has people.
Or are his people his kids? When you're 95, do you need people?
Yes. You need people all the time.
You need to be totally alone.
Okay, I agree.
All right, last part of E! News before we jump into the rant coming up next.
One more.
So your buddy, Gordon, Dax Shepard, had a guest on Armchair Expert this week, none other than the very famous drummer of Motley Crue, Tommy Lee. And, you know, Dax Shepard has talked about his addiction in the past, and they were talking about Tommy Lee's addictions. And Tommy Lee has been in and out of rehab all of his adult life.
His huge addiction.
Basically. Yeah. Among.
Is he still, like...
I don't know if he claims to be sober right now.
Heroin-y or whatever he was doing.
So he said his lowest point was back, I guess this is in the late 80s. He says there was a point where I was with my bass player, Nikki Six, and we were doing an S-load of heroin, and we ran out. He says it was probably 3 or 4 in the morning, and we were like, F, what are we going to do? And so Nikki Six pulls out a syringe, fills the cap of a whiskey bottle with whiskey, and siphons it up into the syringe, and they both shot Jack Daniels directly into their veins.
God!
He says, at that moment, I went, okay, we could drink this, but we're shooting it. This is effing wrong, and somebody's going to die. He also said that in the height of their band addiction... in Motley Crue, that they would eat handfuls of sleeping pills before they would go out partying. So you're just like fighting through the sleeping pills.
What the hell?
And so in 89, they all decided to go to rehab because he said that we were zombies and people weren't waking up. We were like, somebody's going to die soon. So as I said, he's been in and out of rehab. He said his last trip to rehab was in 2019. Following a severe relapse of drinking. And I don't, it seems as though he's had relapses since 2019, because in 2022 he was on tour and he said on stage, a couple weeks ago we had a 2-week break from the tour and I went on an MFing bender, bro. I got effing sideways as F and got naked and posted pictures of my D.
Now, this was his publicist issued this statement?
No, he said it on stage during a show. Yeah, so it seems like he doesn't have his demons totally behind him, but maybe this...
Does he make the average alcoholic be like...
I'm not that bad. Really? I've never shot Jack Daniels.
I'm kind of fine.
Yeah, so but maybe this appearance on Armchair Expert will make him self-assess a little bit and
I doubt
remain
it,
sober for the rest of his life. He says the longest he's ever been sober was 3 years, and usually when he gets to 1 year of sobriety, he goes out and celebrates.
All right, let's come back in 3 minutes and do the rant revival.
The Ticket.
It is 5:20. This is the Rant Revival. It's back, baby. Starring your friends, Gen X Davey Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and of course, their forefather, the man who made the rant possible. Ladies and gentlemen, may I welcome back from vacation, Gordon Keith. And it's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
So here they are.
Thank you.
Having the time of their life.
How are you adjusting to working once again?
Man, it's such a struggle, I tell you. It's just a back-breaking work.
Those 3 hours really getting to you?
Yes, I'm loving it. I'm loving being back at the station, back at work.
Don't
back
you think,
with my buddies, George and Craig.
Don't you think that whenever you cut ties with all this, that no matter how long you're out of the game, that you're going to have the wake-upsies where it's going to be like 5:30 and you're going to look at the clock and be like, oh my God, I'm going to be late for work. Like when you're 80, I feel like...
I haven't prepared the corner.
Yeah, like if you've done morning radio for that long, it'll never leave you.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about tonight at 7:35.
Oh.
Twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith.
What a tease.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one.
You guys are truly
right
tonight.
Did your
free of charge.
Did your body clock ever creep into normal wake up hours over
my body what?
Creep into normal wake up hours.
Did you ever creep into yourself?
It's so juvenile. They're just the entire thing.
Like, did you always wake up at 5 a.m. at the latest?
No. I was waking up around 8 or 9.
Look at that.
How glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, I'm happy Winning. For you.
Winning.
All right. Well, you are a proud son of Mississippi, are you not?
Well, born in Texas, but yes.
You spent a good amount of your childhood in Mississippi.
Yes.
You
my
developed.
Parents were Mississippians. My grandparents still live there, so I was there all the time. And then I lived there during elementary school.
You developed that wackadoodle accent.
I did.
Right in Mississippi.
Are you familiar with Pearl River County? Do you know where
sure.
that is? Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, a mother and son there were arrested and charged with child abuse and sex crime. So his name, he's a 27-year-old guy, Dawson James Brown. He was charged with one count of statutory rape, two counts of sexual battery, and one count of human trafficking. His mother, Sabrina Brown, 54, charged with conspiracy to commit tampering with evidence, attempted tampering with physical evidence, and felony child neglect for knowingly permitting the continual sexual abuse of a child.
Wait, so the 27-year-old is living with the mom?
Yes.
Or the mom is living with the 20... It's probably the 27-year-old's
yes.
living with the mom.
Yes.
He is
living with his parents.
And then there's a kid, girl kid that's there.
Yes.
That's not part of the family.
So Dawson's dad and Sabrina's husband is the pastor at New Heights Baptist Church in Poplarville. You know where Poplarville is?
Yes.
Have you heard of this guy like it in your church?
No, I have not.
I think you know that I have not, but
I didn't know if he was like on the wall.
Not all religious people know each other.
Yeah, well.
Simple Corby.
So investigations began after Child Protective Services got an anonymous call that a 14-year-old girl was pregnant. And this teen had been living with the Brown family. And she became pregnant in October or November of 2025 when she was 13.
Ugh.
And so they investigate and they look at Dawson Brown's phone, the son, and they find multiple images and videos of him having sex with the teen.
And he's the pastor.
Okay. The pastor's son.
Pastor's son. Okay. All right.
Much like Gordon.
I mean, that is extreme for a pastor's son, but pastor's sons do find mischief. This is far more than mischief.
They rebel against their fathers.
At times. Statutory
rape.
Not that present company should.
Isn't that the plot of Footloose? Wasn't
statutory rape?
No, Gordon.
Let's leave that to the side right now, Gordon, if we can.
Rebelling against his parents.
Wasn't the girlfriend's dad a preacher?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't even care, Dad.
I met this guy who dances great.
I'm going to drink beer and dance. I don't care what you say.
You'll never stop us from dancing.
What a rebel. You know what I'm going to do? Dance.
I will just...
I'm going to stand in the doorframe of this barn and shake my hair.
I will just tell you there are certain parts of the universe where instead of high school dances... I'm going to use the term we had high school banquets.
Ah. And what did that consist of?
Dancing.
But they couldn't serve hot dogs or popsicles or anything phallic.
Why would you have hot dogs at a banquet? That's never happened.
What is
Dave?
A banquet?
A hot dog banquet.
Just a nice dinner.
Gordon, since you grew up in the Baptist community,
nice corsage.
Was dancing part of the... Or banned in that world?
I want to know what a corsage is.
Isn't that the little flour thing?
It sounds like something you
can
put like some breakfast sausage on and have a sandwich.
It's a corsage.
Yeah. It's kind of like a cronut.
A corsage. Okay.
There you go.
And then you would have like the wrist corsage or
the boutonniere. Boutonnier.
Yeah, boutonnier. That's a great. Yeah, that's a good callback. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
So the most bizarre aspect of this. So the mom helped cover it up.
What if your corsage was a croissant, though?
There you go.
It's
if you
get hungry, you have a
snack. Start snacking on it.
The story. So the mom is accused of covering it up and also trying to coerce the girl to not implicate her son and fake DNA evidence.
Dude.
And also there are rumors that the pastor and the folks at the church threw her a baby shower. I don't know that they announced that, hey, my son just knocked up this 14-year-old, so we're going to have a baby shower. Y'all bring cronuts.
Thanks, Private Pyle. I'm confused on if you wanted
sex in general.
If you wanted to hide it and like tell her to not say anything, why would you promote it?
Right, it doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah. So they're saying there may be other people involved in this conspiracy, and other arrests may be forthcoming.
This sounds like what happened in what's the football coach and the son that was a teacher
in Salina.
Salina, yeah. It sounds like something like that, where the dad's like, I didn't do nothing. Don't worry about it.
Now we head to Spokane, Washington. So there's a doctor who is behind bars, and he's approaching the end of his sentence. And he was trying to get his license reinstated. And there was a hearing, and the permanent suspension of his medical license was upheld. But it brought to light the original story, which dates back to 2021. So he is a former pediatrician, Ronald Ilg, I-L-G.
It's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Somebody's last name is Ilg?
Yes. Huh. Yeah. And so in early 2021, he
changed that one.
He used the dark web to find a hitman. And he wanted a hitman to injure a former colleague that worked at his medical practice.
That's great.
So he went on the dark web with the username Scar215. And he found a hitman willing to do the job for $2,000 in Bitcoin.
What? $2,000 in Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Okay.
A fractional Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Is that a good price, Corby? Have you priced out hitmen?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a murder. It was just, let me tell you. Yeah.
I'm more interested, though, if you guys think that, like, there's a, you bring in a suitcase and it's got $10 million. And you say, Corby, this is yours. We're going to give you all day to get on the dark web. Yeah. I'm just staring at my computer trying to will it to the dark web, trying to give it the force.
Darkweb.com?
Can you ask AI?
I don't know.
How do I get to the dark web?
Surely AI knows the way to the dark web.
I've heard this term, the dark web, for...
Can you just say, hey, Alexa, go to the...
Yeah. Okay, Corby.
Would you like a hitman, Corby?
Again?
Then you're in the upside down.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So he wanted this former colleague to get a significant beating and that he wanted both hands to be broken or injured significantly.
Okay.
And then he said, if you can do this, I have a more complicated job for you.
He'll never play the piano again.
Assembling a couch.
So then in March of 2021, he went on the dark web again. And this time paid $60,000 in Bitcoin for an attack on his estranged wife while his divorce was underway.
Boy, that's a real step up in price points.
Well, because it was a very elaborate ask. So this is what he wanted the hitman or the hired tough to do to his wife. He wanted him to kidnap his ex-wife or estranged wife.
Kidnapped.
Extort her. Inject her with heroin.
What?
Hold her hostage for 7 days. And then he also had a bonus structure if other demands were met within 2 weeks after she was released. So hold her for 7 days. And then if after she gets out, within 2 weeks, if these things happen, I'll pay you even more. So the bonuses were if his estranged wife withdrew all of the court motions and mediated agreements related to their divorce, if she moved back in with him.
What?
Wait, what?
If she
wanted her back?
Yes.
This is a love ploy.
Yeah. If she had sex with him at least 3 times.
During the captivity?
During that 2 weeks when she's back home. Like, she's so grateful to be back home, she has sex with her estranged husband 3 times.
So the guy on the dark web has to convince her of all this?
Yes.
He's holding her captive. Like, hey.
And
okay, you're going to go home.
Holy crap, baby.
And get her to become addicted to heroin.
Why would he want that?
It's easier to have sex with her.
Because he wanted leverage in their divorce if she didn't take him back.
Walter, you're going to go home.
So he offered other bonuses for planting drugs.
You're not going to do it, Walter. You're going to turn around. You're going to go back home.
He offered other bonuses for planting drugs and needles with his wife's DNA throughout her home. Now so evidence that she is an addict.
3 times in the next week.
And he wanted the hitman to use any means necessary, including threatening to severely beat her dad.
Jeez!
Threatening to cause her older son to be addicted to heroin and slaughtering her dog.
He's big on the heroin angle. Yeah. Is he a dealer or something?
I don't know.
Like, every little ask on this bullet-pointed list suggests he hates her guts, but his endgame is to get back with her.
Yeah, and have sex with her, because he hasn't had it in a while.
This feels like a movie plot. Like, this can't be real.
Such an elaborate incentive structure.
Yes.
It was also a $100,000 bonus if he gained the ability to fly. I think he just threw out everything for the hitman to see if he could accomplish it.
That's incredible. Where is this?
In Spokane, Washington. Yeah, so he was sentenced to 96 months in August of 2022. So I don't know how many years 96 months is. I can't do that kind of math.
It's like a year and a half quarter.
It's somewhere between 1 year and more than 1 year.
So you don't have to
be between those two.
You don't have to be intelligent to get on the dark web.
I guess not.
I mean,
he was intelligent enough to become a pediatrician.
Hey,
you want him to
Pete, be
taking care of your kids?
No, I don't want this guy making any decisions. This is horrible.
Wait, are you Pete or Petey? Are you Petey Attrition?
He's Petey Attrition.
Petey Attrition. Kids, on your way out, you can grab a lollipop, a sticker, or a syringe of heroin.
Yeah, was he injecting all his patients? Like to get them addicted as well?
I don't know. I don't know why he's so fixated on heroin.
Yeah, get her addicted to heroin, but also marital privileges is a really weird mix there.
Maybe he just wanted like
No one desires to be married to a heroin addict. So why is he trying to get her addicted to heroin and then get back together with him?
But he's got bonuses if that dude can make it happen for him.
Now, I don't know how he ultimately got busted. If on the dark web, the hitman that he found was actually an undercover officer or something.
I was going to say, are half the people on the dark web cops?
Probably.
Yes. And I think that the rider that he gave the hitman is crazier than William Shatner.
Yeah, I would agree.
Did you see, going back to Mike from Breaking Bad, Jonathan Banks, did you guys see him in The Beast in Me?
Oh, yeah.
He's so great.
He's great at everything.
It's kind of like Mike. Just, he's always kind of a bad dude, you know? But he's so good.
And he's always just kind of exasperated at whoever he's talking to.
Yeah, he's so put out by everyone.
The day has just started. He's already tired of everybody.
Yeah.
He plays that same character in something else?
Well, I mean, he's not Mike Ehrmantraut, but it's essentially the same type of guy. Just beaten down.
The put out with everyone guy.
I'm beaten down. I'm kind of a criminal. I don't really want to live this life, but I'm doing it.
I'm much wiser than you. I've been around.
Yeah, just about to get out you drug me back in.
Every time his delivery, it sounds like, I'm going to tell you this one more time, right?
Walter.
Right. It's a deep breath.
Yes, and the Walter White in The Beast in Me is his son, which their relationship is, I mean, it's really the same guy, right?
That's a great character.
All right,
we got to go. All right, Twitch. Gordon, thank you. Twitch tonight, yes. Plug it.
7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. That's my username on there. Free of charge. We hang out, have fun, and we talk, and we're going to talk about getting your ex addicted to heroin.
So
Mike, we'll get back together with you.
Mike, how do I find Twitch, though?
You're going to go to the dark web. You're going to type in Google, and it'll take you to Twitch.
Thank you.
All right. It's good to have you back. Good to have the Musers back. We love you. Yay, we'll talk to you soon, friends. Man. Bye-bye.
Bye, bud.
There he goes. Gordon Keith with the Morning Musers. Back on the air.